Another lawmaker has stepped forward to provide Alaska citizens access to more than 24,000 pages of emails sent and received by Sarah Palin while she was governor. The state will release the documents tomorrow, but is only making one public review copy available in Juneau. State House Speaker Mike Chenault, a Nikiski Republican, has requested a copy for his office in Kenai.
I'm not really interested in what was in the emails, but apparently there's a lot of interest in the state of Alaska, and I think it's imperative that we try to get that information out to either squelch any rumors that people might think that, of things that happened, or to find out if there was anything that did happen.
Juneau State Senator Dennis Egan and Anchorage Representatives Berta Gardner and Mike Dugan previously announced they'd be making their copies available at the Anchorage and Fairbanks Legislative Information Offices. No one knows what to expect from the document dump, which covers the first 21 months of Palin's tenure as governor. Many of the emails are expected to be from private accounts, which Palin often used to conduct state business.
I think from a policy point of view, it's such a bad example. I think that, state business should be done over state email accounts where, they are traceable and they can be got a hold of fairly quickly versus a private email account.
Chenault says he's as frustrated as anyone by the delay in the email's release. The documents were requested by news organizations and activists more than 2 years ago when Palin was the GOP vice presidential nominee. Those who've requested copies can pick them up tomorrow morning at 9 on the third floor of Juneau's Court Plaza building, known as the Spam Can. The state is charging $725 for a set of 6 boxes. National media organizations like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the network news outlets are descending on Juneau to review the emails. The event will be broadcast on Gavel to Gavel tomorrow at 11 a.m.